It only has a din mavi when you have two chatzerim opening up into it, and in each chatzer you have two houses opening up into it. So Drashi batim v'chatzeris, shnei batim psuchim l'shtei chatzeris. You need two houses opening up into two chatzeris. Shnayim l'chol chatzer. You need two houses in each chatzer. Or shtei chatzeris psuchas l'movi. And you need two chatzerim opening up into the movi. So really you need four houses, that two of them are opening up into two chatzerim, and each chatzer opens up into the movi. In such an alleyway, it's considered an alleyway that the Rabbanan gave a kulah to be matrim with a lechi v'koyrim. Now here, v'hocho, since they made an eruv chatzeros between the batim and the chatzeros, is batim ika chatzeros lech. It's considered true, you have the two batim here, but you don't have the chatzerim. The chatzerim are like bottle to the bias. That's why this movi does not have a heter to carry in a daldams. So the Gemara name of the Zoy Kilo Irvu of Zayde Sefer Shver. Even in the case we have no Eruv Chetzeris, where you're not allowed to carry from the house into the Chotzer, you have no Eruv Chetzeris, is Nami, still it should be also to carry in the Movi Dal Damis. Why? L'chazinu l'hani batim, let's look as if these houses now is command estima domi, as if they're not here. It's as if the house does not open up into the Movi. We only have like two chatzerim opening up into the movi, but let's consider as if the houses are not here. Why? Because since you did not make an eruv chatzeros, so you're not allowed to carry something from your house into the chotzer on Shabbos. So since you can't carry anything into the chotzer, so when we're looking at the movi, are you allowed to bring anything from the house into the movi? No, you're not allowed to bring it into the movi. So since you can't bring it into the movi, we should look as if the house is not here. So Rashi command estima domi to lagabi movi nogei to bring in something into the movi is command estima heavy, as if this house is awesome. To a chatzeros masikin bentayim, because there's a chotzer blocking between the house and the movi in the alleyway. Like we said, the houses open up into the backyards and the backyards open up into the alleyway. Now since you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer because you did not make any movi chatzeros, let's look as if she'en ha-batim etziyim lehen, as if the batim you cannot carry into the movi, so let's consider as if the bias is not here. So b'zoi it shver the sefer, why are you allowed to carry in the movi more than dal damis? Because we're saying it has a heter v'lecha v'koyrim, but if you're telling me the svar is that you need two houses into two chatzerim, then you don't have the two houses into the two chatzerim, because you're not allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. And the Gemara, that wouldn't be so shver. I'll tell you, efshe de mavatli le rishusa de kulhu lagabe chat. Is even if you did not make an eruv chatzeres before Shabbos, on Shabbos the locher is, let's say you have two apartments, two houses opening up into one chotzer. If you want to be able to carry from your house into the chotzer, you have an eitzah that the other person is mavatli his rishus to you. Or if you have four or five people living there, all the people are mavatal, all their rishus to one person. So we look as if only one person is living here, and the mele, he now is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So you can have a hechatims, even on Shabbos, you are allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. For the Gemara, b'soif soif, bayis ika, batim leka, you only have one house opening up. You don't have two houses opening up. Because the only heter is if everybody is mavatal the house to one person. So it's only considered like there's one bayis here. So how do you have the two houses opening up into one chotzer? And for the Gemara, efshar de mitzafer v'yad palga de yoyma legabe chat. I'll tell you, in the morning, until chatzos, all the people are mavatal the house to Reuven, to one person. Umi palga de yoyma ulefanya legabe chat. And I'll tell you, from chatzos on, till moitzoy Shabbos, they mavatal the house to another person. So Ibazoi, there are two different batim here, two different people, and they're both opening up into a chotzer, so they have to give it a shame of it. So the more name of the soif soif, look at the end, of the biidno the east alahai, less alahai. At the time when this house can open up, go into the movi, go into the chotzer, the other house can't. So at no time do you have a matzav of a movi that you have two houses opening up into the chotzer. So only one house could go into the chotzer. That again is not called a movi. So how come in the sefer Rav says you are allowed to carry in the movi dal damis? So this can't be the pshat. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Elo Mayavada the Pshat is in the Metzias, we do have two houses opening up into the Chotzer opening up into the Movi, so the Metzius here, we do have a Movi. Zai, whether the house is made in Eruvi Chatzeris to be able to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, or whether they did not make an Eruvi Chatzeris, that you can't carry out something from your house into the Chotzer. So my answer is, there is a Movi here. Because we have two houses opening up into a chotzer, and another two houses opening up into another chotzer, and these two chatzerim are coming into the movi. So really, it has a shem movi. Of Zoyit Shver, what's the chiluk duration of the Shefa? So the Gemara, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Migorim lechatzer sheyasru batim. What's the iser that you're not allowed to carry out from the chotzer into the movi? Only because of the bayis. Like we said before, because since a bayis is a mokim diurn where people live, it looks like it's considered a special rishus by itself. And to carry from a bayis into another rishus, that makes an iser hoitzor midrabonin. So when you're allowed to carry from the bayis into the chotzer, into the mobile, from bayis into the chotzer, we have kalim of the bayis in the chotzer, then the rabonin asked you can't carry through the movi. Mashenkin in the sefer, where you do not have any ruvi chatzeros, so you're not allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. So mele we say, v'leka. We say, since the bayis is considered like it's not here, there's no kalim from the house in the chotzer, because you did not make any ruvi chatzeros, so you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, so we don't look as if the bayis is here. If the bayis is not here, so it's a pashur alocha. In a chotzer, in a movi, if there's no special mokum where people live there, so then we say you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Like Reb Shimon swore before, from a chotzer to another chotzer, you are allowed to carry. Because it's not called a mokum miyuchot to one person, it's called stam, like a rishus hayochit. Yeah. All right, we'll see more now in Rashi. More of a svara. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi. Elo amar Rav Ashi. Taimo lav mishum baptim v'chatzeroiz psuchen psuchois letoichayhu. That's not the reason. The rav bein irvu bein lo irvu. Whether you made a neruv v'chatzeroiz the house and the chotzer is kivon de psichi. Shtei chatzeroiz lemovui. La'an mitzis, you have two chatzerim opening up into the movi. And you have in the mitzvahs two houses opening up into each courtyard. Is memela toiras movi alov? This movi, this alleyway has a shame movi on it. Mela venita belechi v'kira. The rabbonin gave the kula you're allowed to carry here, even though the fourth wall only has a lechi, a beam going straight up, or a kira beam going across. Now behind the time, what's the difference now that Rav said the chiirvu bechatzeros? Why did Rav say that in the Reish, in the first case, where they made an Eruv Chatzeris, that you're allowed to carry from the Chotzer, from your house into the Chotzer? That you're allowed to carry. You could take a chair from your house into the Chotzer. But they did not make a Shtufa Mivoyis, that you're not allowed to carry from the house into the Movi. So Mela, this chair that you took out from your house into the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry it now into the Movi. That's when he said, you're not allowed to carry in the Movi. Aba v'chiloi irvu shori. But if you did not make an Eruvi Chatzeris, that you're not allowed to carry the chair from your house into the Chotzer, so then Rav said you're allowed to carry a chair that's in the Movi all around the Movi. Now what's the difference? Difference is, migorim lechatzeris shiasru ala Movi. What's the reason you're not allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Movi? La tzrichu shitufei. How come we have to have a shitufei mevoyis? Is loitzia menachatzeris letoichoi. What caused us to ask that you can't carry a kli, a chair, from the chotzer into the movi, into the alleyway, only if you have a shtufim voice? That's batim. It's only because of the house. Who de gor miloi? So Rashi dilav mishum batim. If it wouldn't be because of the house, hevilu chatzeris umovish rishus achas. Just the fact you only have a chotzer and you only have a movi, since they're both rishus hayochid, you are allowed to carry from one to the other. They look alike. They're both the same type of rishus hayochid. Why is it Rashi? The Rav the Yomer, Loha Milsa Rav, the same desach is Reb Shimon Svirle. He also holds like Reb Shimon. The Yomer Berevin that he said that Reb Shimon holds. Gag, Vichotze, Vikarfe, Fomovi, Kulon, Rishus Achasein. That they're all considered one Rishus Yochet. Like we said, since nobody lives there, it doesn't belong like to one person, it looks like one big Rishus Yochet. So you can carry from a roof to a Chotze, to a Karfe, to a park, into a Movi. Now, Rav said according to Reb Shimon, the way we pass on halacha like Reb Shimon, that halacha like Reb Shimon, we take a pass on like Reb Shimon. For Yehua, but when now is it mutter to carry in the Mavui, Davkishle Irvu Batim in a Chatzeris, in a case where you have no right to carry a Keli from your house into the Chatzer, where you did not make an Eruvi Chatzeris? Why the loishchichi mani debatim chotzer? In such a case, you did not have kelim that started out in the house in the chotzer now, because you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer. Hilkach linyan tilta b'toychinami. Therefore, negayah to carry inside the movi itself with the same thing. Kiloy irvu chatzerusim abatim. In a case where you did not make an eruv chatzerus, that you're not allowed to carry the chair out of your house into the chotzer. Of a Zoynal Shori. In this case, the Rabbanan said you're allowed to carry in the whole Movi even more than Dal Damis. Why? To have a commotion is tatful boy. To me, Gorom le Movi lesser le Hatzrech le Shittav Batim Gormoloi. What's the only reason why you have to have a Shtufim of voices? Because they want to carry the Kli that started out in your house into the Chotzer, into the Movi. Vienem? And in this case, you don't have any Kalim from the house in the Chotzer, since you're not allowed to carry from your house into the Chotzer. So any Kli in the Chotzer is the Pshat that started out there from the beginning of Shabbos. Or the Zayi Shrein is Talkim in Menu, says as if the house is not here. Melo muta lohoitzim in achatzeres lemovi. You're allowed to carry now a Kli that's in the Chotzer into the Movi. Kilo nishtatfu, as if the Movi in the Chotzer is like one shit of like one Rishus. And that's avad. If your mamas have a shtufim mivoyi, it's avad you'll let it carry through the home movie. So the kids had dvorim that when you have no eruvi chatzeris that you can't carry from the house into the chotzer, there are no kelim from the house in the chotzer. Therefore, Rav holds like Reb Shimon, you're allowed to carry from a chotzer into the movie since they're both the same type of rishus ayochid. The mele you can carry throughout the whole movie also. If you have a kli at the beginning of Shabbos at one side of the movie, you're allowed to carry it all the way to the other side of the movie. Now, when does Rav Aser? Only in the case when you have an eruvi chatzeris. So you're allowed to carry kelim from your house into the chotzer. Now, once you have kelim from the house in the chotzer, Rabbonim are afraid if you're going to be allowed to carry in the movi, you'll start to carry this chair that's in the chotzer into the movi also. And that's also because you're not allowed to carry a kli that started out in the house, like we always said. Since it started out in your house is considered a mokem rishus miyuchid for you alone. It's just your rishus yochid. If you carry that kli into another rishus yochid, it looks like you'd be moitzi from one rishus to another rishus. Therefore, if you have kelim from your house in the chotzer, the Rabbanan asked you not to carry in the chotzer in the movi more than the aldamis. Today you should not come to carry the kelim from the chotzer into the movi. But in the case we have no eruvi chatzeris, there are no kelim from the batim in the chotzer, then you're allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi, and then you can carry all along the movi also. So the more weiter. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Leila Koyol, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirei Mitzvah, Doichen Es HaShabbos. Is not every single mitzvah do we say that the Mach, the Hechsher of the mitzvahs, are also Doichen Shabbos. Not every single mitzvah. Even though Rabbi Lezner Mishnah says that the mitzvahs Mila, the Machshirim, to make the knife and to carry the knife is Doichen Shabbos, is not a clown by every single mitzvah. What's the Raya? Sirashi, Lo Lekolam Rabbi Lezer, Loi Bechol Machshirei Mitzvah Om HaKein. Which mitzvah does it mean to say that it's the hechsher of the mitzvah is not the Deicha Shabbos? Soon the Gemara will explain. But what's the raya? The Gemara sharei shtei halechem chayves hayim and shvuis there's the chiyuv to bring the shtei halechem. V'loy lomdan Reb Elezer. How does Reb Elezer know that the hechsher of the shtei halechem could be Deicha Shabbos? Elam Igzera Shova. He needs Igzera Shova to learn out that Shtei Alechem is Deiche Shabbos, the Hechsher, just learn it out from Doimer. Sitrashi Shtei Alechem, the Atzeres, Choivas, Yoimhein, Vien Liachman Adlamochem. You have to bring a Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, you can't bring it tomorrow. For Elam Dom Rebeleze, the after Yosem, Titche Shabbos, what's called the Hechsher of the Shtei Alechem? The baking of the bread. Now we hold La Locha, you're not allowed to break the bread on Shabbos. Who are then you can't even break the bake the shtei alechem on Shavuos because it's not called oichol nefesh, it's called tzarcha gevoyim. Now the bedavka have to bake it before Shavuos, before Yom Tov, and if Shavuos comes out on let's say Yom Rishon, that erev Shavuos was Shabbos, so then you have to bake the shtei alechem we hold on Friday. But Reb Lezer holds no. Reb Lezer holds you're not even bake
the shtei lechem on Shabbos. It's doicha Shabbos or doicha Yom Tov. How does he know what Shabbos is? Hello, b'gzeir shavim needs the ferish gzeir shavim. Now the ray is v'chi v'i b'chol machshirim mitzvah. Shikur ha mitzvah nehegis b'Shabbos. If you're blessed, hold it's a cloud that any single mitzvah that's noig on Shabbos, who adin the hechsher of the mitzvah is also noig on Shabbos. Lomalik zayir shava. Why does your blessed have to know from zayir shava that you are allowed to bake the shtei lechem on Shabbos or on Shavuos? Pshita, since the etzem korban mincha is noig on Shavuos, the hechsher should also be doicha Shavuos or Shabbos. No, not every single mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. It's machshirei only when he has a ferish posik to say so. Now, what's Reb Lezer's gzeirah shava? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Weina, mina yinam machshirei shtei halechem shedoicha nes haShabbos. How do I know the hechsher, the baking of the bread of the shtei halechem, is doicha Shabbos? Nemru havo boimer. It says the mitzvah oimer you're supposed to bring on the second day of Pesach is supposed to be in the korban oimer. The nemru havo b'shtei lechem, and it says the mitzvah to bring the shtei lechem on Shavuos. So it says havo gzeir shavim. Ma havo hamur boim, just like the mitzvah to bring the oimer on the second day of Pesach. Mach shirin doichin es haShabbos. If the second day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still you're allowed to cut down the wheat to make the mincha oimer on Shabbos. Is at habur ha'oim ha'amura v'shtei alechem is machshir and deichin es haShabbos. Who adin you're allowed to be deichin Shabbos to make the shtei alechem. So Rashi ma havo ha'amura b'oimer machshirel dainu k'tziro t'china v'hakodesh shalom. You're allowed to cut down the wheat and make t'china chop it up for hakodesh shalom. Is deichin es haShabbos k'mina b'mnochis? Because with Rashi in the posik it says by Shabbos b'chorish v'hakotze tishpois. You're not supposed to do the Melacha Harisha on Shabbos. Now we say, Ma Chorosh Rishus, just like Stama Harisha is Rishus, it's for your own purpose. Af Ketzir Rishus, who are then cutting down Tfuah, is also only also if you're doing it for your own purpose. Yotze Ketzir Soimer Shi Mitzvah. Mashenk in cutting down the Oimer for the Mincha Soimer, that's the Mitzvah, that's Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara Mufni. This gzeira shova has to be an extra word. Di loy mufne gosit is not an extra word. Ikol mifrach akriyas akashan gzeira shova. Ma loymer shekein motze kotzer koitzer. By the mitzvahs, by the mincha soimer, there's a mitzvah to cut down the wheat lishmo. You have to cut it down l'shem mincha soimer. If the wheat was cut down before, you can't use it for the yoimim. So maybe since there's a mitzvah to cut it down l'shmo, that's why it's doicha Shabbos. Or b'tiyoma b'shtei halechem shemotze kotzer ein a koitzer. Mashenki in the hechsher of the mitzvahs of shtei halechem, the hechsher, there's no mitzvah l'shmo, you don't bedavka have to cut down the wheat l'shem mitzvah shtei halechem. So maybe there the hechsher is not doicha Shabbos. Therefore I have to say, it's an extra word here. So when I have an extra word, even though I could ask the pircha and gzeir shava, Still we make the Gzeir Shavah. So Zatrashish came Motza Kotzer. Shalei L'Shem Oimer is Mitzvah Likso L'Shmo. There's a Mitzvah to cut down the wheat L'Shmo L'Shem Minchas Oimer. Tehichsev U'Ktsartem V'Haveisem. Hilkach K'sir Gufa Mitzvahi. The K'sir itself is a Mitzvah by the Minchas Oimer. Tuyoma V'Shtei Alechem Shalei Nema B'Han K'sirah. Mashenken the Mitzvah bring the Shtei Alechem. The Mitzvah is to bring the bread. Not be it's baked. There's no mitzvah dafka to make it l'shmo. So it's more enechnami layaf nuyah. It's like it's true. One side is extra. Layaf nuyah mufne. It's extra. Michti. It says k'si v'haveisim es oimer reishes ketzirchem elakoyim. Bayom haviyachem lomali. Why does it have to say again? Bayom haviyachem. Ishma min alaf nuyah. That's an extra word on this side to make the gzereshavim. So the more name v'yakati mufne mitzadechadu. The chur, it's only extra on one side of the gzeir shava. V'shamin lele Reb Lezer, we know Reb Lezer shiter is the yomar mufne mitzad echad. If you have a gzeir shava, that one side is extra is true lemaidin. You're allowed to learn out the gzeir shava. Or beumei shivin, if you have a kashi, you can slug up the gzeir shava with only one side that's extra. So b'zay here, there's only one side that's extra. The chur, we have a pircha on the gzeir shava. maybe only by Minchas Omer it's Deicha Shabbos to Machshirin, because it's a mitzvah Lishmo, there's a mitzvah to cut it down Lishmo, Ma'ashenke and Ba'ashter Lechem, there's no mitzvah to cut the wheat Lishmo, and the Gemara Taviyo Rebuyuhu, and Echnami, it has to be a mufna on both sides. There's another Pasuk Taviyo, it's extra, to come to tell me that the Shtei HaLechem, we learn out from the Omer, we met this Gzeirah Shav, and now you don't have the Pircha. Since it's Mufnim Mibet Stadim, on both sides is extra, then we learn the Gzeirah Shav. So that's how Reb Lezer knows that the mitzvah Shtei HaLechem, even the Machshirin is Deicha Shabbos. So we see, without this limit, we don't know it. So Bezoi, not every single mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos with its Machshirin. So the Gemara Lamutei Mai, which mitzvah we say now, it's not Deicha, the Machshirin are not Deicha Shabbos. If you want to say the mitzvah's lulav, that's not doicha the machshirin. That means, let's say you didn't pull off the lulav before yomtiv, you're not allowed to pull off the lulav on yomtiv according to Reb Lezer. For Tanya, we learned lulav v'chol machshirov is doicha nes Shabbos. Did Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer holds that just like mitzvah's mila the machshirin is doicha Shabbos, who are din lulav the machshirin are doicha Shabbos. That you're allowed to pull off the lulav off the tree on Shiyom Tif, even if it's Shabbos, to make the mitzvah's lulav. The Chol Mashirin Nersen, that's a Shabbos Divrei Blezer. We'll soon see on the base how he knows it from. Where's the limudim? But our call point, you see lulav is, so tomorrow we'll have a lulav sukkah. I'll tell you, maybe sukkah is not doichi. If you don't have a sukkah before Yom Tif, you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Yom Tif. So tomorrow night, we'll have time, you learned in the Braisa, sukkah v'chol machshireho doichi nes a Shabbos Divrei Blezer. According to Reb Lezer, you're allowed to be doicha to the hechsher of mitzvah sukkah. You can make the sukkah metchila on Shabbos or on Yom Tov if you didn't make it beforehand. So, tomorrow, v'yelo lamutei matzah. Now, I'll tell you, maybe it means mitzvah matzah Pesach. If you didn't make the challah, if you didn't make the matzah, or you didn't even cut the wheat before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut the wheat on Shabbos to make the matzah. I'll tell you. V'tanya your matzah v'chol machshirez doicha nes a Shabbos. Divrei Reb Lezer. It is Deicha Shabbos. V'yedo l'mutei shayfer. Maybe mitzvah shayfer is different. That shayfer, even though he's supposed to blow the shayfer on your Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos, but maybe the hechsher is not Deicha Shabbos. Now let her cut off the horn, the shayfer off the animal on Shabbos. So the Morane, V'atanya, shayfer v'chol ma'achshirov is Deicha nes Shabbos. Divrei Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer holds the mitzvah shayfer and all the ma'achshirin is Deicha Shabbos. You're allowed to carry the shofar through a Shusar Avim on Shabbos if you have to. So the Gemara, Omar Rav Ada Bar Ava Lemutei Tzitzis Letalisoi U Mezuzah Lepischoi. That's what we're saying. According to Reb Lezer, even though mitzvah tzitzis is not on Shabbos, but if you didn't make the tzitzis before Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the tzitzis on Shabbos. Who are the mezuzah? If you didn't put a mezuzah up on your house before Shabbos, you're not allowed to bang the mezuzah onto your house of Issa Binyan on Shabbos. More Tanya Nam Yochi, I have a right for this also. Vishovin, everybody is moide, even Reb Lezer, Shimtsi is Talisai. If you make you put your tzitzis onto your beged on Shabbos, Vyosa mezuzah lepischa, or else you bang the mezuzah onto your wall on Shabbos, you chayiv. And for this, you chayiv midiraisa. So who you see, Reb Lezer is moide here, and even though the mitzvah tzitzis and the mitzvah mezuzah is noig on Shabbos, but the mehechsher to make the mitzvah, it's not doich Shabbos. It's these two mitzvahs are different. Now we'll soon see why these two mitzvahs are different, that here we say the machshirin are not doich Shabbos. Zot Gemara, my time, hey, how come these two mitzvahs, mezuzah and tzitzis, is the machshirin is not doich Shabbos? Omer Rav Yosef, the fish ain't kavu lehem zman, because there's no zman when you bedavka have to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's any time you want you can mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis or be mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. Omer le'abaya adarabba, that's a svara pumfaket is a svara. Midi ain't kavu lehem zman, since there's no zman when you bedavka have to have the mitzvah, you can do the mitzvah whenever you want.